Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And it makes me think about, you know, this third great awakening and this glory outpouring of God's awesomeness that he's going to do, and he's already preparing to do it even now, and how God confirmed that word when, you know, Isaiah Kaderi was on our program. And yes, I want you to hear what he had to say. Now, he's in Nigeria hearing from Nigeria, Africa, what God was already telling me and others, but we talked about it before he even showed up in America. And it was amazing how God just confirmed and affirmed what's going to be happening. And you want to be a part of this. You want to have the tenacity and the chutzpah that they have in Israel for what God is going to do in America. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Well, as you all know, I am from African continent. I don't know what is going on in the United States. I have never heard that there's going to be any revival anywhere until I came to the United States. God spoke to me. And I got the confirmation from the people living at the Gulf Coast that really there was prophecies like that before. And the revelation God showed to me is what I'm about to talk about now, and how he asked me to spend 4 hours with him every night, you know, because before this major thing will happen, there's going to be a stirring of prayer. You see, from November last year, God showed to me that as I spend 4 hours with him every night, that he is going to move on the hearts of people. And they are going to, you know, their heart will be stirred into prayer, and something will break forth. Something is going to break forth. Because he say, and when it breaks forth, it's not going to be a denominational thing. It's not going to be one particular church affair. It's going to cut across all denominations. It's going to cut across all churches. It's going to be something that when the glory fully come, nobody struggles to manifest the glory. Genuine children of God will see themselves manifesting the glory. And as a matter of fact, the revelation God showed me was I saw a mighty spinning wind. And this mighty spinning wind was blowing on top of the bay. As the wind was blowing on top of the bay, before it got to the bridge side.
This is Mobile Bay.
Which is Mobile Bay. Before it got to the bridge side, the wind splitted into four. One went northward, one went southward, one went eastward, and one went westward, and begin to just spin. It's like a spinning wind. And God spoke to me. He said, this is the wind of the end time revival. Wow. That is going to be birthed in this Gulf Coast, sure, beginning from the bay in Mobile. Wow. And this wind is going to blow not just United States, across the shores of the United States to all over the world. Again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's Spirit. Joel chapter 2 verse 28, the Bible says, it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And also in Haggai chapter 2, God said, thus says the Lord God of hosts, yet once it is a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. Now, the glory God that is coming upon the church. And the church is not building. The church is ecclesia. Ecclesia is a called out assembly. The remnant of God's people that have been crying for the glory. They cry, there are some remnants in all denominations. This is the church we are talking about, the people that are hungry for the glory. And when you read Matthew 24, verse 14, it said, the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all nations, and then the end would come. So we are right in the beginning of the end. So this glory that is coming is going to blow upon the bride, preparing the bride for the bridegroom. The bridegroom is Jesus Christ, and the bride is the church. And this church, like I told you before, is the remnant of God's people from all over denominations that are crying and hungry for the coming of the bridegroom. Now, Jesus said, I'm going to present the church to the Father, a spotless church without spot nor wrinkle. So this glory wind that is going to blow from the Bay of Alabama in Mobile, that will spin across the north, south, east, west of United States and cross over through the north, through Canada to other part of the world, to Asia, to Africa, to Australia and to other part of the world, is a great honor to find myself at the Gulf Coast at this critical moment of history. And I give God praise for what God is set to do. And who am I to be part of what God has programmed for this end time? It's a great privilege. And God spoke to me, give me 4 hours every night. And since November 2013, I have, without stress, I have been able to keep up by the grace of God with what God has laid in my heart to spend time in His presence, doing what? Blessing God for the coming revival is the time. And this is the time that the bridegroom will show forth to the world that he is preparing the bride, a brilliant bride, decorated with signs and wonders. So the glory of God is going to be made manifest through the church again in this end time. And I tell you what, when the glory fully comes, all the ruts and all the mess we've seen in the church today will be filtered off.
Yes.
And the power of God will blow across churches. There shall come a time in this end time glory that as people walk through the grocery stores and walk through the Walmart, people will be crying out, what shall I do to be saved? People will be crying out for, you know, how they can give their life to God and how they can get close to God and serve God. What is coming ahead is greater, is so mighty, more than what we used to know and more than what we've read about. But there's going to be a pressing in, and that pressing in is, God is saying right now, is a time for church to move again to the upper room and vacate the supper room and move to the upper room. And the upper room is a womb and is a kind of incubating room that will incubate this end time revival. It's great. And it's going to be glorious. I'm so glad.
So exciting. Is that not exciting? I mean, you know this, but he didn't know this.
Yeah.
That we've been preparing for that day.
Yeah.
We've been preparing to be able to broadcast to you, our audience, live miracles. I mean, you're not going to be able to fit what God is going to do. You're not going to be able to fit it. And buildings are great, nice, but it's just going to be too big. I mean, buildings are going to be like training places to be able to train and disciple and to launch out into the harvest field. It's not going to fit in our mindsets and our boxes. And, you know, I want to be a part of what God's doing.
Doubt.
And even to the point of, and this, listen, he's in Africa, Nigeria, Africa at this time when he's getting this encounter with God. And God is telling him what he told me, what he told many others that we know about, and that this is going to happen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends.
We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.